Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. As you might know, we dig back into music history when I fill in here on the program. Birthdays, death days, anniversaries, number ones, etc., etc. Birthday today, turning, 61. No, 60. I'm not a math major. 60 years old today, Jim Martin, the guitarist from Faith No More. A big hit from The Real Thing in 1989. The epic. Jim Martin celebrating birthday 60 today. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. We talk with Jason Kilmeyer, counterterrorism and foreign policy expert specializing in emerging technology applications. He's worked in national security, including as chief of staff of global defense, security and justice at Deloitte Consulting, LLP. You can also find him on Twitter as well. I'll give you that handle in just one moment. There it is. It's at Jason Kilmeyer. So very easy to find, and jasonkilmeyer.com. Jason, I think I covered it all. How are you? Thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
You sure did, Scott. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Thanks so much. We've got 6 months in the books of President Joe Biden's administration. When it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to dealing with Russia, China, Iran, how would you grade these first 6 months of the Biden administration?
Scott, I would give them some pretty low marks, right? When Democratic presidents come into office, they have this sort of rite of passage. They get to head over to Western Europe. They give some very same version of that "we're back" speech, right? A message designed for and consumed by Western European audiences, and have that little bit of a honeymoon period. And those very three countries you named have tested this administration early, have interrupted that honeymoon. In some cases, right, new tactics in the ongoing back and forth that we have with those countries, Iran in particular, but in other cases, particularly with ransomware, these were precedent-setting cyber attacks, or I'll even say acts of cyber subversion.
And when it comes specifically to China, I was reading this week, we have ransomware, and some of that might be Russia, some of that's likely China, and the Biden administration, and actually President Biden himself, with some kind of odd statements about how and even if the U.S. will attempt to punish or think about punishing China for criminal contract hackers that are involved in some of these activities.
Exactly, Scott, and that's one of those new tactics. We saw this strange turn of events where we've known China was behind the attack on Microsoft Exchange servers, because Microsoft announced it on their own website back in March. And what was new this week was our determination that Chinese intelligence was behind that. So we make this big announcement. We have NATO, EU, all these allies, and we accuse China of doing this, and then follow up with no sanctions announced, despite the fact that the EU has previously sanctioned China for hacking. And no other announcement of punishments potentially to come, and Biden even walking back how sure we were that Chinese intelligence was involved. It was a bizarre spectacle.
Jason, did I read correctly that there are some in the Biden administration, the foreign policy team, who are asking the president to go soft on China, to soft sell some of these complaints because of climate change, because they believe that it's more important to have China's quote-unquote cooperation on climate change than it is to punish them for these criminal hacking operations?
Yeah, so there's a few competing camps in the administration, and the argument here, it's with China and it's with Russia, is they need to secure climate cooperation. They need to secure a united front against Iran. And some of these other priorities of Democratic presidents that we should note, they typically don't have enough domestic support to cement in actual treaties. And so what they've chosen to do is accept this short-term risk on behalf of the American people. Hey, we can abide by these types of attacks. Businesses can protect themselves and hunker down. And they see this in pursuit of greater goals. Whereas I think American businesses and citizens take a lesson, which is, we can expect more of these types of attacks.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Jason Kilmeier, counterterrorism and foreign policy expert. You can find him on Twitter at Jason Kilmeier or jasonkilmeier.com. We talk a bit about China, but Russia is also responsible for some of these attacks. And there has been some activity shutting down the public-facing website used by the criminal group responsible. But what has the Biden administration on a foreign policy level done with Russia in conjunction with these attacks?
So three phases of our response, Scott, so far since the second attack, which was on a meat supplier called JBS. Mm-hmm. The first of those was an announcement that DOJ would change the handling of these cases internally, which really amounted to not much more than a task force and some better information sharing. The second was the State Department stood up a Rewards for Justice program where we would incentivize people to essentially rat out these hackers. It's similar to a program we stood up to try to tamp down terrorism years ago with limited success. And there are a few other steps. And the third was this announcement against China. That's really it, outside of the fact that we shut down one public-facing website. And so if you think about the scale of the attacks, we had gas stations without sufficient gas on the East Coast of the United States temporarily. And what we've done is we shut down a website and we made some fairly strongly worded announcements and little else.
And you mentioned both the meat hack and the oil pipeline hack. This is happening at the same time that the president is approving. He shuts down movement on the Keystone pipeline, which has now been scuttled by Keystone, but approves this Russian oil pipeline. There's just very weird optics to this whole thing.
I agree with you. And I think the signal that it sends to Western Europe in particular, right? And I talked at the very beginning about that valedictory lap that Democratic presidents get to take. What we've had to do is privately go to Ukraine and privately go to some of our other allies in Central and Eastern Europe and say, hey, stick with us for now. Mm-hmm. Because we are going to take these conciliatory steps towards Russia, and they're just confused by it. The output, the overall output is there's a greater realm of now provocations and things that are acceptable for our adversaries to do because they're recognizing they're not going to get sufficient pushback.
We've got about a minute here, but it seems very much like it is not the U.S. who is taking the lead or setting the tone in these relationships, but it is our adversaries who are able to sort of be out in front on some of these topics.
They are setting both the terms of escalation and they are offloading the risks entirely onto the United States. We take minimal responsive actions that provide no strategic deterrence. At the same time, right, that we invite a greater risk by not responding to individual attacks, the environment shifts. Foreign powers recognize that things have changed. This, late in the Obama administration, we had Syria red lines, chemical weapons, China building those artificial allies, Russia invading Ukraine.
Got to run here. Thank you. Jason Kilmeier here on the show.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down. With no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
In the 10.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets. There was such pessimism about the Tigers coming into the season. Fans and media alike were suggesting this would be one of the worst teams in baseball. They expressed concern about the ability to score runs and the ability to limit runs. People underestimated the impact of Akil Baddoo, the professionalism of both Jonathan Scope and Robbie Grossman, and the consistency of Jamer Candelario. This team has been able to overcome the injuries to Boyd, Turnbull, Teheran, and Urania, or four starters, and their closer Michael Fulmer. Think about that for a moment. The young starters have progressed while Willie Peralta has shocked us, and the bullpen has had reliable performers in Kyle Funkhauser, Jose Cisnero, and Gregory Soto. The other key component, and perhaps the most important, is the impact of manager A.J. Hinch, who's done the best at his job in all of baseball so far.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.